Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm pretty good at this job, and I'm pretty good at predicting cycles, media cycles. And I'm also pretty good at discerning what's happening between the lines, not the obvious stuff. And Melissa says I have a knack for it, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure. You don't know what you don't know. You know, I'm sure geniuses look at everybody and go, "Why? Don't you get it?" Now, I'm not implying that I'm a genius, though I am. I'm implying that you don't know what you don't know. I don't know what you don't know. I figure you probably have a lot of the same observations as I do, and I know that for a fact in some cases because you share it with me. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm not going to do a lot of commercials today because you already know. Go to the website. Look at what we're doing. I'm going to remind you the Transact card is the coolest thing you can get that we're offering right now, as well as unique merch. So check it out. Let me know your thoughts. If you got an idea, let me know. I'd love to hear it. Anyway, what seems obvious to me in the media cycle, et cetera, it's predictable, is I don't get it. I don't understand how everybody doesn't just connect these dots, because we're not talking about, you know, I'm behind the scenes, I'm at cocktail parties, I'm hearing the chatter. These are things that you just pick up the news and you go, oh, I see what you're trying to do here. But here's what they did over the weekend. Well, actually, prior to the end of the week, Thursday evening, probably 8 o'clock or so, they give us the news that Hunter Biden got some new indictments. The grand jury met and said, oh, you know what, we didn't come down on Hunter well enough. We got to do something else. And the first news story that I got, which was on Thursday evening, for those of you who go, well, why didn't you cover this on Friday? I got it Thursday evening, and you know what it was like? Well, we're not really sure all the details, but we do know that Hunter Biden's now, there's going to be some new charges against him. Okay, so then I got to wait. I got a show from 4 to 6 a.m. in the morning in St. Louis, etc. I don't know when others pick up the show. But now we've got to figure out, okay, do we want to cover this without all the details? So long story short, I wait. And I also know that it's intentional because they know Friday's not a good media day. It's probably the day that we get the least number of hits on our show. Not that we get, you know, it's overwhelming or anything. But you do try to play to that because you want people to hear the show. We've even contemplated doing a little bit of a different type of show on Fridays just to bring more of an audience in. But regardless, the show's being worked on. I hope you enjoy it. We'll continue to refine it, but it's a pretty decent show. But anyway, at the end of the day, we didn't cover it. But now we've learned a lot more. And in what should come as no surprise, the federal government has finally charged Hunter Biden with not registering as a foreign agent. And actually, what likely surprises most of you is that the Fed actually followed through with what we now know is the obvious. Hunter Biden was doing business on behalf of foreign governments with our government. Or, you know, certainly with an interest in policy that deals with America. For example, CEFC and the energy policy. And we'll get into that. Burisma. Oil and gas, right? Energy. And many other things. Some would even say it's influencing what's happening in Ukraine. I'm one of the some. So Catherine Herridge explained all of this when she gave a bit of an update on it. And I love Catherine Herridge. When she left Fox, it was a big loss for them. But here she is explaining what happened.
Now, you mentioned there could be more charges. What makes you think that?
It's just my reading of the document in the first page. I think the language is that they describe him as a lobbyist. Lobbyists have to register under what's called FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which is a government way of saying that if you're working on behalf of foreign interests, you have to tell the U.S. government. In this case, the indictment spends a lot of time talking about Hunter Biden's business deals with the Ukraine energy firm Burisma. It also talks about his work with a Chinese energy firm, CEFC, and it also talks about his work with Romania. And that, to me, seems to leave the door open to potential FIRA violations. I also would add that there has been some reporting subpoenas have been issued for his business partner, the president's brother, James Biden, and that would go to the idea of a FARA, you know, working together, lobbying on behalf of foreign interests. Now, we say all of that, but their position has been that they he accepts responsibility for this period in his life, but they've in no way admitted that they have been lobbying on behalf of those entities.
I should have said that the additional charges are due to come, and that's another speculation. Anyway, we'll talk about it this hour, so we'll cover a lot of what's happened here because there is a lot more clarity. And what does it do? It goes to show pretty much everything I told you. I just wrote a piece the other day that said it was titled Hunter Biden's going to have a rocky 2024 or something like that. Now, again, some of you are listening going, Kevin, geez, tell us what we don't know. I agree, but I explain it. Not going to be a 2024. So anyway, the FARA regulations are a big deal. We'll get into that a little bit more because I went to the website. Because here's what you have to wonder. What's the big deal? Okay, so somebody lobbies on behalf of it. Let's say you've got a client in Indonesia and they want to do business in the United States and you say, okay, I'll be your rep. In fact, I was a manufacturer's rep for countries outside of the United States. I remember having a connector company that was German-based. And I didn't have to do anything. Now, I wasn't trying to change policy. It was strictly what's going to go on electronics. But you ask yourself, is it really that big of a deal? In most cases, it's not. In most cases, it's just somebody who says, hey, we want to, it's benign. I don't even have a scenario. But in a lot of cases, in a few cases, it can be sinister, which is what the Bidens did. The Bidens lobbied on behalf of governments in critical infrastructure areas of America. And think about what the Chinese have stolen. Think about the trade policy with China currently. We're billions and billions of dollars now upside down in the China trade policy. And here's something you probably aren't aware of. But Joe Biden has let the Chinese get out of a 2020 agreement that Trump struck with them that said you must buy a certain number of products so we get, keep this trade imbalance going the right way. Keep it fair. Got to leave it there. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, to be so prophetic. I told you guys I wake up every morning knowing as a conservative I've done nothing wrong. I have no sinister agenda against anybody else. I'm just out there doing what I'm supposed to do on God's green earth, doing the best I can. And so are you. And so you wake up going, okay, what's the new day face? You know, what am I going to face today? But it isn't like you're, oh my gosh, you know, what's going to happen? Is a shoe going to fall? Is the anvil going to hit my head like Wile E. Coyote? No. But the left get up that way every single morning. Think about the number of things that they have to face every day. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, J6, cheating in the elections, global climate farce, a border invasion, being discovered in whatever sinister thing that they're up to. These are the biggest criminals on the planet. Trust me, I don't give me your worst African dictator, your worst Chinese, Russian, Nazi, whatever. The left is far worse. The American left. They condone it all, and worse than that, they will steal your money to finance it. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I told you I predicted an unhappy new year in 2024 for Hunter Biden, but it won't just be for him. And the question that leftists need to be asking themselves, besides the other litany of ones that I tell them, which is, do you really believe the nonsense that your people are spewing out, number one? And what are you going to do when you find out that it's lies? What do you do when you find out that this so-called truth you've been told are lies? Because many of the left are waking up right now to that very reality. So here's my question. Another one. Why suddenly are leftists so eager to put the Bidens on blast? I'm talking about the elitists, the people that were part of the coup, the cabal. Why now are they putting the Biden family on blast? For almost 4 years, the Bidens lived under the protective blanket of the media, the social media elitist, and the Trump coup cabal. And suddenly, the Bidens seem to have been declared persona non grata. And in case you don't know what that means, when they declare you persona non grata in a country, you must leave. You have 24 hours to get out of the country. You no longer have the protection of the State Department or anything else. It's a big deal. The Bidens have been declared persona non grata. It may not be official. I mean, you won't see it written anywhere. But trust me, it's over. And the reason why I say that is look at the media outlets who are now reporting on what we've already known for 4 years. They have now been given permission to go after the Biden family over what you and I have been talking about since the cabal occurred. So let's play the clip.
We have breaking news to report a federal grand jury has indicted President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, for tax evasion. Earlier this year, Hunter Biden had entered into a plea agreement with the Justice Department on two misdemeanor tax charges, but the deal collapsed after facing scrutiny from a U.S. District Court judge. Hunter was indicted in September by another federal grand jury in Delaware on felony charges that he lied about being a drug user on an application to buy a gun. He pleaded not guilty to those charges. CBS News producer Erica Brown joins me now on the phone. Hi, Erica. What do we know? This is fresh and new, but what do we know?
Hi, good evening, John. Yeah, so right now that we know that Hunter Biden has been indicted on federal tax charges. I'm going through this indictment in real time, but it alleges that Hunter Biden engaged in what they call a four-year scheme to not pay $1.5 million in federal taxes that he owed for the tax years 2016 through 2017, and also to file false tax returns in order to evade the assessment for taxes for year 2018. So that's what I'm getting hot off the press, still going through this indictment. It looks like there are at least three counts, but I'm still scrolling through. But this is the second indictment brought by Special Counsel David Weiss's office. Federal prosecutors first filed charges against Hunter Biden in the District of Delaware, and those were three felony counts related to his alleged unlawful possession of a firearm.
That's quite an offering there. So, what, three felony charges, six misdemeanor charges? Forget the misdemeanors. The felonies. So, there's a 56-page indictment. Just, I'm going to recap here, that alleges that there are nine additional counts against Hunter Biden. Three felonies, six misdemeanors, tax offenses, all tax offenses. And here's what I'm going to tell you. There'll be more. This only goes through 2019. It'll be 2020, 2021, and 2022 coming. But also, as we played earlier, we played these clips out of sequence because Catherine Herridge says there's going to be more with respect to FARA, which is the Foreign Agent Registration Act. Because Hunter was doing business on behalf of foreign governments that were doing more than just, you know, I want to bring over your heavy farm-moving, you know, heavy earth-moving equipment. But no, things that impacted the government of the United States, which his daddy, the big guy, gave the bill, you know, I won't give this $1 billion to Ukraine, who said it publicly. So that all that's brewing as well. But here's the thing. In that sweetheart deal they tried to get, the DOJ tried to ram through initially, where Hunter was going to plead guilty to two misdemeanor charges, that deal would also have precluded the government from going after Hunter from these very things that we're talking about right now. Anything related to this. He wanted full immunity. And the DOJ worked with him to do it. But now, that same DOJ who worked with Hunter Biden then, has turned on him. And that's what that's the crux of it to me. Why? Why did they do it? Very simple answer. You already know the answer. I'm going to give it to you anyway. Hunter Biden's daddy, the big guy, serves no more purpose to the puppet masters. So now they're willing to give us the truth. Part of it. The part that we need to know. So in this indictment, the DOJ alleges, which means they know with certainty, that Hunter Biden engaged in what they're calling a four-year scheme to avoid taxes. Now, when did they know this? We've been dealing with this for 4 years. Ask yourself the speed, the alacrity in which they go after the Trump family, and tell me what's taken 4 years to do anything with the Trumps. It's now taken 4 years to do something with Hunter Biden that we already knew. What is it that suddenly, Kevin, it all culminated after the extensive investigation. Kind of like what? Russian collusion? That was a multi-year investigation that ended up going where? Nowhere? This thing they've known about for years. And now it's coming, and the timing of it is more important than any other part of this. Now, they're going to give you the fodder. Oh, Hunter Biden, I think they said $1.5 million that he didn't pay for 2016 and 2017 taxes. Okay, that's bad enough. And we also know that the guy paid Hunter Biden's tax debt, and they're now figuring out that there was a bit more collusion than that because the guy also bought Hunter's art. We'll get to more of that when we get back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Heavy fighting reported in southern Gaza as Israel's military continues to pound suspected Hamas targets, the fighting intensifying since the U.S. vetoed a U.N. call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. At least 6 people are dead, dozens more injured after multiple tornadoes touched down in Tennessee on Saturday. State officials say they are in a search and rescue phase at this point to see if there are more dead or hurt, and reported some residents were found trapped in their homes. A shift in smuggling routes has brought an influx of migrants to Arizona, but not just from Mexico, from countries like Senegal, Bangladesh, and even China. Gas prices in Texas remain the lowest in the country, with the average price for a gallon of regular gas $2.63. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
That's the reporting. Actually, we at NBC News, we tried very hard to talk to people familiar with the case who would neither confirm nor deny this Post report. But as you know, Joe, I mean, tax cases are not all that difficult. He paid a $2 million tax bill last year, so he was in arrears on his taxes. The question with those cases is always, when does it become criminal tax evasion? And there's a lot of prosecutorial discretion about that. There's a lot of people who evade taxes who are never prosecuted criminally. So that's going to be a big issue in this case. In terms of like corruption, conflict of interest, we've never heard a hint that that was, that there were potential criminal charges there, because Hunter Biden wasn't an office holder. It was perfectly legal for him to take money from foreign governments as long as he wasn't inappropriately giving them information from his family or something. There's no hint of that. As bad as it looks, we should all acknowledge it looked terrible. He did this while his father was vice president and in charge of Ukraine issues, and he was taking $50,000 a month from that energy company, but no hint that he was ever going to be charged on that count. But again, yes, the tax charges, it's a fairly simple proposition. But now it all comes down to, what is this U.S. attorney in Delaware who was appointed by Donald Trump, what is he going to decide on this case?
Believe it or not, folks, that was years ago. MSNBC actually running cover for Hunter Biden. He was in arrears on his taxes. And, so an attorney out of Hollywood paid off his tax debt. He didn't say this, but this is what we know. Paid off his tax debt and also bought his paintings, but no improprieties there. Oh, it was a loan. But the real question is, when does it become criminal? Because as we can see here, there's no conflict, no corruption, not even a hint of it, not even a scintilla of it. It is legal for Hunter Biden to take money from foreign governments just as long as he's not asking for any favors. Okay, we can all admit it looks bad, but let's face it, folks. There is no criminality here, said MSNBC. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I want you to understand how long this crap has been going on. Now, before we pivot back to Hunter Biden and his 2016, 2017, and 2018 taxes, I want to remind you of something. Interestingly, Joe and Jill Biden took down their 2016 through 2018 taxes off their website. Now, I wrote about this when they did it. They were supposedly correcting some inconsistencies, and it got a minuscule amount of media coverage. But I'd be willing to bet you that Joe and Jill's taxes were directly tied to Hunter Biden's during that time. But the numbers are more fascinating when you look at Joe Biden's 2019 returns, and I've talked about this on the program. Biden's returns show that he and Dr. Jill made $944,000, just under $1 million in taxable income in 2019, paid just under $300,000, or a 31% tax rate in federal income taxes. In 2017 and 2018, they took in $15.6 million, almost $8 million per year. In 2017 and 2018, in the years that Hunter Biden didn't pay most of his taxes, the older Biden, Biden Papa, the big guy, made $8 million a year in those 2 years. It's fascinating how it coincides with Hunter Biden's good years. Now, in 2016, Joe Biden made roughly $400,000 a year. 2017, he jumps to $8 million. 2018, roughly $8 million. 2019, back down to $1 million, which is reasonable in terms of growth. So the two words that come to mind when I think about the Biden family and how they suddenly, you know, hit the lotto is Hunter Biden. So it's very convenient that the Bidens chose those two specific years to perform maintenance on their tax returns. And that's why they took them down. Not the revelation that Hunter Biden claims that he paid Joe Biden during that period $50,000 a month for rent that doesn't appear anywhere on Joe Biden's taxes. This family commingled funds, colluded not to pay taxes on essentially free money. Think about this. This was free money. They weren't building buildings. They weren't bringing in supplies and having payroll issues and all that. They were essentially brokering on Joe Biden's ability to get access to Joe Biden and Joe Biden making a few phone calls here and there. And even when they got money that was so easy to make, it was easier than breathing for them, they still didn't want to pay taxes. And the only reason why they didn't want to pay taxes is they didn't want to show how much money they're making. Let me tell you something. We don't even know how much money these people made. There are estimates. It's up to $50 million. I don't know. Joe Biden performed like a maestro, man. He was the fixer. He made the grift look easy because it was easy. He knew all the inner workings of the government. But here's what he really had. He had a DOJ who was willing to work with him. He had a leftist system that was willing to provide cover for him so he could do whatever he wanted. And these people got him elected knowing this. So it isn't any surprise for any of us to learn there are more, you know, buzzards circling around the carcass of Hunter Biden and his taxes. This doesn't surprise anybody. I told you, we wake up in the morning going, you know, practically filing our nails. The Democrats wake up in the morning going, what scandal is going to hit us today? They say that Hunter Biden subverted payroll taxes of his own companies. You know what he did? He withdrew millions of dollars outside of that process. And we're supposed to go, my goodness, he did what? This is a guy who flew prostitutes around in his airplane and act like they were employees. He had a call girl who was his assistant. In fact, I would venture to tell you every assistant was Hunter's sex slave. We know this for a fact. Hunter Biden deducted sex club dues as golf memberships. Yeah, talk about a tongue-in-cheek joke of, you know, guy having a putter in his balls, right? The indictment claims that Hunter Biden spent millions on an extravagant lifestyle. I know, shocker to you, right? Who knew? Guy's staying in $10,000 a night hotels. He's driving around in $100,000 sports cars. He's getting $3.5 million diamond rings from oligarchs. He's got blow for days. He's got call girls. I mean, it's hard to believe that Hunter Biden was living an extravagant life. Somebody prove it. Prove it. I hear you saying it, but I don't see you proving it. Conservatives, Republicans, it's a witch hunt. I think about this, man. I'm reminded about Hunter Biden's alimony case. You remember this? His former stripper and his baby mama little Navy's mom. And by the way, I don't care if his girlfriend or baby mama was a stripper. So what? She made a living. But she sued Hunter for more child support, saying this guy's got lots of money. He doesn't want to tell you where his money is. She was essentially the blue-collar, the street-level IRS agent. Hunter's crying poverty while this woman's going, look, I'm a single mom trying to make a living here, and the Biden family is exerting pressure on me to not give my money. I want what I'm due. Hunter, I'm broke. So what? I got a new girlfriend. I live in a penthouse, and $30,000 a month penthouse. And I pay the big guy, and I got money coming in and all these different bank accounts. I'm broke, man. So she sues him, and before they were going to go to trial, you know what happened? The Biden family goons went to her and said, you better keep your mouth shut or else. She drops the case, and nobody gets to dig into Hunter Biden's finances. What they did was they made sure we couldn't invoke this nasty thing. It's a nasty word. You ready? Earmuffs, earmuffs. I hope there's nobody within earshot. It's called discovery. Make sure there are no leftists that are hearing me say these words, because this will send their heads exploding. Discovery. Transparency. We were going to get a look into Hunter Biden's finances. And you know what the Biden family did? They did everything they could to stop us from getting a look. And why are we here? How did we arrive at this place? Because the DOJ finally got so much pressure from conservatives saying, oh, really? You don't see that this is a dual system of justice? Everybody knows it, down to the lowest level voter. And it took these polls for Joe Biden for them to wake up and go, you know what? We are not going to win with Captain Demento. He's done. We protected him as much as we could. Now what are we going to do? Looky here at what we've discovered, folks. We discovered, you ready? This is going to blow your mind. We discovered what we already knew. And trust me, I'm going to tell you this. You can take this to the bank. This is not going to get better for the Democrats, Hunter Biden, or the Biden family.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Did Hunter Biden pay federal taxes on all of that dough? What do you think? This is a guy who left a crack pipe and his driver's license in a rental car because he was too high to put them back into his pocket. Did he pay all his federal taxes? Let's just say Hunter Biden does not fit the profile of a faithful taxpayer. But he is the president's son. And that's why when he was asked about the criminal investigation into his taxes 2 years ago, he didn't seem that worried.
That was Tucker's inquiry back when he was on Fox News. And back in 2022, here's what Miranda Devine had to say about Hunter Biden's taxes.
contributor Miranda Devine is the author of Laptop from Hell. She joins us now to react. She was at the forefront of this beat. Miranda, I think everyone agrees something's coming. What makes you think that FARA violation is in some of these charges?
Well, two reasons. One is because there are at least two dozen potential FARA violations that are evident from the laptop, from the influence peddling that both Hunter Biden and his uncle Jim Biden were doing when they were using Joe Biden's name when he was vice president to extract millions of dollars from various oligarchs and Chinese state-owned enterprises. Then there is the fact that we know that from leaks from certainly previously from this grand jury in Delaware that's been operating since 2018, that they were looking at FARA violations. The only flip side of that is that FARA violations really have been not very well used at all, even though the law has been in place since 1938 to prevent Americans lobbying on behalf of foreign governments. But it's really, in recent times, only been applied against Republicans and particularly Trump world people. So, and we note that although people in Trump world, Republicans, have had search warrants executed on their homes, that has not happened right. to Hunter Biden.
Right. I mean, because he basically turned it over to a laptop repair person and made it, you don't have to come to his house for anything. He gave it, left it everywhere, including Keith Ablo's office. So, a couple of things. You're looking at a Yugoslav leader wanting to get financing to rebuild his palace. Colombia, the deal, the good friends of the family. You got China, obviously, the company that's there. You got Russia oligarchs who he's dealing with. This is almost comical how guilty he is. He's walking around without a care in the world a Thursday in Malibu. What do you think the reason is that we haven't heard anything after 4 years? A four-year investigation.
I want to remind you, that clip was from 2022. So they haven't even gone into the FARA stuff, which is, you know, him acting as a foreign agent. They're only talking about Hunter and his still more tax evasion. And by the way, I don't think they're done with that. I think they're going to get Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Joe Biden, and others on tax evasion in the Hunter and the Biden family. It's going to get ugly. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And as Miranda Devine reminded us, the only people they've been using these FARA laws against are the Trumpligans. Anybody who's for Trump, you were acting as a foreign agent, Paul Manafort, Papadopoulos, whoever was in anywhere within that could breathe Trump's air for 15 seconds was at risk. So there's more to come, but I want to play this up. This will be the final clip we play in this segment. But this is Ted Cruz, because he's wondering, he's questioning Christopher Wray, the FBI director, and he's asking him a very simple question. Why is it that Hunter Biden seems to be getting special treatment? And this, you probably have heard it, but I wonder, it's a jog of your memory of exactly how the Democrats have helped the Biden family, and they're no longer helping them. So here's the kind of assistance they were getting.
Let me ask you also, the whistleblower testified that investigators wanted to execute a search warrant on a storage unit used by Hunter Biden, and instead they tipped off Hunter Biden's lawyer before the search warrant was carried out. Is it typical FBI practice to tip off the subject of a search warrant before the search warrant so they can remove any evidence that's incriminating?
What is typical is that when you're dealing with an individual who has a protective detail, it is typical for agents to be in contact with
the
subject's
protective detail. Does the protective detail guard the storage unit?
Again, I can't speak to the storage unit specifically, but I can tell you is that
why would the FBI tip off the subject of a search warrant about the storage unit that was going to be searched beforehand? Does that not undermine the very essence of an investigation that DOJ is purporting to undertake?
Again, I'm not going to be able to discuss specific investigative steps.
But nobody answers these questions, and it's why people are furious with the cover-up, because you don't believe the FBI is accountable to Congress or to the American people.
And you wonder why Donald Trump is polling the way that he is. You just got your answer. I would ask you, it's a a very ad hoc thing, but I'm going to make you a bet. The majority of you listening to me right now, if I ask you, do you trust the FBI as it pertains to Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, and the Democrat elitists? Do you believe that they have the best interests of the nation at heart when it comes to the FBI there? You'd say no. Now, if I ask you, do you trust the FBI to handle day-to-day activities? You'd say, kind of. Because they miss a lot, right? Like the Boston City bomber and the guy that shot up the gay nightclub Pulse in Miami or wherever it was, and many others. You know what you learn after the fact? They knew. They knew that the guy had been reported, the person had been reported, but the FBI did nothing. So, do you really trust them? I mean, I know back in the day, I thought, boy, when the FBI got involved, they really found the culprits, and they ended the racist, and you know they did everything they could, and they were really looking out for our best interest to make sure that everybody got a fair share, fair chance in this nation. That's the only thing we provide equally. If you want to look at equality in America, the only thing that you can that comes close to equality, equity, call it whatever you want, is opportunity. And it's what you make it. And being honest with you, that's never the same. My opportunities are different than my son's opportunities. My opportunities today are different than my 20-year-old opportunities when I was 20. But they're still there. No matter what age we're at right now, we still have opportunity and we believe in this country, but we don't believe it when we watch this stuff that's been going on. Let's go back to the Biden family taxes. So, Joe and Jill Biden amended their returns. They wanted to correct the record to no harm, no foul. They coincided with what Hunter was, under fire for. And what struck me as odd during the time was they took their accounts down, their tax documents down, for maintenance. Now, the Federalists asked the same question at the time that I was asking. Who bought Joe Biden's books to give him this big surge of $8 million in 2 years? They went from 2016 to roughly $400,000 to 2017 to $8 million and $8 million. And they say Joe Biden sold a lot of books. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden hadn't sold that much books and couldn't sell that many books in 10 lifetimes. So they don't believe that Joe Biden sold enough books to enter those kind of numbers. And here's what they wrote. The same media that ignored Hunter Biden's laptop has shown a complete incuriosity about these entities, accepting the premise that Joe and Jill raked in $13 million from their book deal to generate their huge increase in income. We simply don't know if that's true, though. What we do know is that their book sales were dismal. Perhaps sensing smoke starting to build just before the election, USA Today published a fact-check piece that attempted to support that the Bidens earned $15.6 million from speaking and book deals in the years 2017 to 2019, and more than $10 million came from Biden's memoir, Promise Me Dad, $3 million in profit from Jill's book deal. Follow the source link provided to that $10 million number, though, and you'll end up at Joe Biden's campaign website with financial disclosure links to only their individual returns, no S-corporation tax returns. So here we are, folks, right back where we started. S-corporations, where the Bidens hide their money. So I noted back in 2020 that while Joe Biden's financial disclosures reasonably support $2.7 million of income that was reported by Celtic Capri in 2018, a noticeable $8.7 million gap exists between, and I don't want to go into detail, it gets into the woods, but here's what they're telling you essentially. They can't locate $8.7 million of those dollars. Well, let me tell you what it is. I know it's going to shock you. But it's Hunter Biden's funny money. And they're trying to hide it behind these book deals, and the modifying of taxes is all subterfuge.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.